For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators met this week to set a budget for the upcoming 2015 fiscal year. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump has the details.
The MU Board of Curators met Thursday to set a 2015 fiscal year budget. The system's total revenue budget will sit at $3 billion, with expenses totaling $2.8 billion. The board plans to raise salaries and wages between 0 and 3%, as well as initiate plans for a new softball stadium and indoor football practice facilities for the University of Missouri at Columbia. The proposed softball field will be located east of the Hearn Center in what is now a parking lot, and the football facility will be attached to the Mizzou Athletics Complex. The budget was approved with no increases of tuition for Missouri residents and a slight tuition increase for out-of-state students. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump.
The University of Missouri System Board of Curators met this week to work on a solution as to how the university handles sexual assault and mental health issues. Vice President for Academic Affairs Deborah Noble Triplett presented to the board on behalf of the task force working to combat and find solutions to these problems. After the presentation, the board voted to accept the task force recommended changes. These changes included clarification to the student and employee standard codes of conduct. In addition, the board voted to allow MU System President Tim Wolf to issue executive orders regarding sexual assault and mental health cases while the board is out of session. Wolf was appointed this temporary delegation of authority because of the length of time between board meetings. The next one is in October. Wolf says there are many things that need to be done during this time span regarding mental health and sexual assault issues, and he will accomplish this through executive orders.
That flexibility allows us to move with much more speed in terms of putting these appropriate policies and clarity in place for our students, faculty, staff.
The task force will work with Wolf to make the executive agreements and further discuss ways to make the system campuses safer. A towboat has sunk in the Mississippi River near St. Louis, leaking diesel fuel and oil. KTVI-TV reports that the Alton, Illinois Fire Department received a call at about 10:30 a.m. this morning concerning a towboat taking on water. By the time firefighters arrived, the boat had sunk. Everyone on board got out safely and no one was hurt. The boat sank just south of Lock and Dam 26, about 20 miles north of St. Louis. Authorities are trying to retrieve the towboat and are working to capture the leaking fuel and oil. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators met this week to make an amendment to the university non-discrimination policy. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump has the details.
The MU Board of Curators voted Thursday to change the non-discrimination policy that is used when hiring employees and admitting students, and covers any other activities the university is affiliated with. The board approved the change to the language of the policy to include, quote, gender identity and gender expression. This policy change comes after years of student dialogue with the board and other officials. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump.
A St. Louis man has been convicted of beating and raping a woman 10 years after the crime took place. A jury on Thursday found 41-year-old Marcus Hughes guilty of forcible rape and second-degree assault for the 2004 attack. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the National DNA Database connected Hughes to the crime in 2011 while he was jailed in Mississippi awaiting trial on a drug charge. Assistant Circuit Attorney Anna Kratke says Hughes followed the woman from a bar and joined her in a cab that she took to her car. He told her he was out of money and she offered him a ride home. Kratke says he directed her to an alley where he assaulted her. Hughes said the sex was consensual. Governor Jay Nixon signed a number of bills into law today, including one that further regulates the use of EBT cards by food stamp recipients in Missouri. Marshall Griffin has details.
The new law lifts a ban on convicted drunk felons from getting food stamps if they meet certain conditions. Those include enrolling, participating in, or successfully completing a substance abuse treatment program, and not committing another drug-related offense for 1 year after being convicted or released from custody. The law also bars the use of EBT cards to buy alcoholic beverages, tobacco products, and lottery tickets. A similar law passed last year banned EBT card use in liquor stores, casinos, and adult-oriented businesses. In addition, EBT cards will be suspended if their holders don't make a purchase within Missouri for 90 days or longer as a means of identifying those who may have moved out of state. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The new law takes effect August 28th. Governor Nixon also signed legislation reaffirming Missouri's ban on protests near funerals. The measure enacted today prohibits protests within 300 feet of funerals or burial sites from 1 hour before they begin until 1 hour after they end. That already was included in a Missouri law that was upheld in court, but Missouri law also banned protests along funeral processions, which was struck down in court. the revised law signed by Nixon removes the ban on protests along funeral procession routes. It also includes a definition of protest activities. The measure leaves in place the current penalties, up to 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $500 for first offenders, and up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine for repeat offenders. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.